This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind. Thanks for listening, my friends. Glad to have you aboard, whether you're on 550 K-Fire, AM 1100 The Flag, 1090 KTGO, 1460 KLTC, wherever you're listening, however you're listening, iHeartMedia app, download it, listen to us. Love to have you part of the family of What's on Your Mind. And we're going to chat with Jim Roars, Senator from Fargo, in just a moment here about the legislative session from a Senate perspective. Talked to Al Carlson last hour. Welcome more of your calls on that. Doing a lot of legislative recaps with the session wrapping up last week. We are undertaking that this week, and Senator Wardner will be here tomorrow. Also, Doug Burgum, the governor, will be here on Thursday. So a couple of examples where we're doing some more of the legislative sessions and the recaps on the program. So look forward to that. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache, home of that famous Apache sprayer. Use Apache sprayers on the farm? Jim, I know you're a smart guy. You probably do. You like that operator comfort. That's just so darn nice up there in that cab. And 5-year industry-leading driveline warranty that is fabulous. And, of course, just the light footprint of that Apache sprayer. You got the power to climb the toughest grades, but get you through the most unfavorable ground conditions. It really works great. They also have that ET Ag Center, so if there's a part you need, they've got it. Not only for Apache sprayers, but any brand, any ag application part at High Plains Apache. Across from Bonanza, 1701 Eastside Court in Mandan, or exit 60 south of Fargo, the Walmart exit there in Frontier at High Plains Apache. Also online at High Plains Apache. .com. So you started your little chat today with the crowd here of recapping the legislative session, just sort of giving folks a little snapshot of what happens every day in the legislature. And I think some people think it's sort of like highfalutin, fancy deal, but it's a lot of work, isn't it?
Absolutely. As I said, I was amazed at the amount of work that goes in to create a law. You know, a bill gets vetted out at least 6 times before it ever gets made into a law. So there's a lot of people's hands that touch it, a lot of input from industry, a lot of industry or input from lobbyists, and
gives you a little comfort level to know that that's a sausage making you're talking about of legislators, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And there were several bills that left our committee or our Energy and Natural Resources Committee that I really wasn't happy with. But they went over to the House. The House saw some of the weaknesses that I saw, and they came back to committee a much better bill. And then finally, when they were brought out of committee, they were very fair and very equitable. So it was good to see.
I've seen this firsthand, too. And I don't necessarily think people realize how much work goes into it. But the days start early. I've been over there at 6:30, 7 o'clock, and there's folks mulling around on the floor, right? But by 7 or 8, really cranking, and then a full day of either committees or floor action or whatever. And the social events aren't really social events. They aren't the kind of social event where I go to where you ask how somebody's kids are, right, and have a good time and talk about a particular cause. You're working there too, right?
Well, that's at the crossover. I had time to sit back a little bit and take a look at everything that happened in the first 40 days there or 35 days. And I was exhausted at the end of every day wondering what's wrong with me. But the reality is everybody works hard from sun up till sundown. I mean, it's crazy. Even when we go to these socials, they call them, it's constantly being lobbied, educated, discuss with your peers, bills that you're working on, try and get a flavor for what's the right thing to do. Because, at the end of every day, you have to vote. You don't get a choice to say, I'm going to pass on this one. You must vote yay or nay. And so we take it serious. I take it serious. And I know every other legislator takes this responsibility serious. So we do to the extent we can, we do as much research as we can. Some of the things that were less... we were less familiar with, like, for instance, wind energy. winds, you know, the wind concerns that were very heavily expressed in the whole legislative session, we had to go to the industry experts and get the real story. I mean, get ground out.
There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, I mean,
especially North Dakota. I mean, right. it isn't as though you got a bunch of, you know, guys in, you know, parking ramps and,
yeah,
you know, exact trench coats and sunglasses trying to hey, you know, I mean, you're looking for the knowledge. You want another, bit of data, right?
One of the other big things we worked on was the mineral rights under Lake Sakakawea. And really, it was the mineral rights under the Missouri River that were in question, between whether the state owns them or whether the previous landowners owned them. The landowners that the land was bought from back in 1950s, late 40s and 50s. And there was $187 million at stake on this decision. Plus,
where do you draw the line?
Plus,
who owns it, right?
Yes. Yep. Plus, the continuation of the mineral rights forever. So, I mean, it was much bigger than, you know, $187 million was a lot of money, but it was not only $107. It was the rest of the life of those mineral rights that were going to either belong to the state or belong to the landowners. And again, the real dispute was the state of North Dakota, when it was incorporated, had been given a definition of navigable waterways. And the Corps of Engineers had a different definition of navigable waterways. Consequently, when both surveys were presented, there was a 40,000-acre dispute. And so, and as a result of that, there's all these lawsuits going on between landowners and the state and the Corps of Engineers. And it's like I said, it's millions of dollars, so it's big dollars at stake here. We as legislators were asked to weigh in on that. I felt very uncomfortable with that. I felt that we needed to do another study. It left our committee with a permanent decision of one of those surveys. And when it came back with a study component. So I felt like absolutely that was the right thing to do, because it's such a big decision. We need a third study on this thing, and we need to define what is a navigable waterway as it relates to the state of North Dakota. I don't know that the Corps of Engineers' decision or opinion should be the one that we follow. This goes back to statehood. This goes back to rules and laws that we brought over from England and were adopted here in the United States. So that was a big decision, one of the bigger ones that I had to be involved in this year.
You used a term today on the panel, and for folks that missed this, I mentioned earlier that the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce hosts an Eggs and Issues event every month, and they bring in different issues. And this month it was Representative Carlson, Senator Roars, as well as Representative Hogan, Kathy Hogan, and Senator Judy Lee. And the four of them were on the panel. You said on the panel this legislature, in the end, was ultra-conservative. Did you mean that as a compliment? Did you mean that as a criticism?
Oh,
just a stated fact?
No, absolutely as a compliment. I cherish the fact that we have a very conservative body. The other thing that I've said, I didn't say it today, but we're a very Christian group. We start every day with a prayer. Every floor session starts with a prayer. I found that very unusual in a government setting, that they would start our day with a prayer. And when I talked about conservatism, I think that is fabulous. We don't want a bunch of loose spenders out there. And I, you know, Representative Carlson said, because I was pro incentives, he thinks that I'm spending taxpayers' money. I believe we're reinvesting taxpayers' money and creating more wealth for the state. So we differ on that. I think that's a very I think those incentives are a conservative way of creating wealth.
I want to talk more about that incentive package here in a minute as well. And anything else you'd like to ask Senator Jim Roars today on What's on Your Minds? Welcome, Jim, in Eureka, South Dakota, has a question at 701-258-0550. Go ahead, Jim.
Senator Jim Roars today. Welcome, Jim, in Eureka, South Dakota, Chicago.
Now, Jim, you need to turn the radio down there, otherwise you're going to have a hard time conversing with us here, okay? Turn that radio down and ask your question. Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
Okay, I didn't quite understand the answer. Who actually owns the mineral rights then?
Well, that's what's under dispute. The money, it's under dispute right now because the state of North Dakota says they own the mineral rights, and the previous landowners that sold the land but reserved the rights to the minerals say they own it. Does that answer your question? So,
the second part is, so if they put a pipeline under the river and they go through, who owns the rights for that then, if they own the mineral rights, the underground? Does the Corps or does the mineral right owner get the money for the, like everyone else did, where the pipeline was laid?
Boy, I don't think I can answer that question about where the pipes. Keep in mind,
there's a little controversial there.
You know, it's not a mineral, but yeah.
The mineral rights underneath the pipe are still owned by the, the original mineral owner. The mineral rights under the pipeline have never been affected by the pipeline.
Hold that thought. We'll finish this on the other side of the break on What's on Your Mind Today. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
We're talking saunas today with Vince Webger from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. We talked a lot about the Hot Spring Spa. The hot tubs are the best. I have one. I own one. I don't have a sauna, and you've told me I should. Why?
Well, it's really a health and wellness device like no other. It does a lot of the same things that a hot tub does, but it does even more. For instance, it boosts your immune system. Every time you sit in a sauna, you get that natural runner's high because your body's releasing the natural endorphins. And that's why you come out of it feeling like Superman or Superwoman. You're really charged up. Your energy levels are high. And it's because of that that you don't, you don't need a flu shot. Your immune system is at an all-time high if you sit in a sauna on a regular basis.
And they're easy. Plug them in.
Yeah, if you've got an outlet in the home, you have the number one product on the planet, as said by the Mayo Clinic for Health and Wellness.
Simple as that. Stop and see Vince and his team at a Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 location near you, Minot, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and Fargo 2.
Hi, I'm Elise Pucklich of Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
On What's on Your Mind, brought to you in part today by our friends at MyPillow. Need a better night's sleep? It worked for me, worked for Todd. Even our pets love their MyPillow pet beds. No kidding. MyPillow.com. Great savings, 50% off when you use the promo code Scott at MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. I'd spend over $100 too, because you'll get free shipping. You can't beat that deal. So just to finish on Jim's question, the answer on who owns what the decision is rests on what comes out of the study and where the line is then drawn. correct? Where should that line be drawn? That's the question.
That is the answer to the question. Hopefully this third study will take a look at the two definitions that are being questioned and come up with a compromise position that both parties could agree to and then implement it.
Appreciate the call. Jim, thanks so much. Hope that got you your answer. Kevin on the road, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just had a question on our state lottery money. I was just curious with the tuition being as high as it is now in the state of North Dakota. I know the state of Georgia, if you're a resident of Georgia and you decide to go to college in Georgia, their state lottery pays your tuition. So you go to college tuition-free. Obviously, there's some criteria like keeping a 3.5 grade average and stuff like that, but I was wondering why the state of North Dakota couldn't do something like that to try to keep our young kids in our state.
Well, I have to say that I'm not really knowledgeable enough about our lottery system to weigh in on that.
I don't know how much it raises.
Yeah, I don't have any idea, so I
could promise you this, Kevin. We'll find out. I think the answer is there's a lot more people in Georgia than there is in Atlanta. I'm sorry, than there is in North Dakota. Number one. Number two, they dedicated theirs. They said, here's the lottery proceeds, and it's going to go to this education program, where ours go to the general fund. But it's a lot less dollars. I think that's the answer.
I apologize. That's an area that I have no expertise in.
But we'll find out for you, Kevin. Appreciate the question. Okay.
Sure.
Thanks for listening. Let's see here. Before I go to the rest of the callers here, I want to ask you. You touched earlier on incentive programs, and this is an area of some controversy. As a conservative, I obviously want, you know, the least amount of expenditures as possible, but how things are spent, I'd rather be decided at the local level, right? So I think Fargo ought to decide, do we want an incentive program? Do we want a Renaissance Zone? Will it help us? Will it hurt us? Do we not need one? You know, so that's one area. Right now, this is sort of an area that the state is in. Why was it controversial?
Oh, for three reasons. As I mentioned during our presentation, there was three situations that took place over the last 20 years where there was some bad actors, we call them, people that abused the system. For instance, in the western part of the state, they created a large TIF district for monies for parking structures that never got used. And not only that, it had no end date to it. So the TIF went on and on and on, and it should have been designed for a specific purpose at a specific time. It wasn't. So that needed to get cleaned up because they raised over $60 million and didn't really have a purpose for it. So see what I'm getting at? Yeah. It wasn't designated. It was designated for a need that really wasn't there.
So that causes some people to say, hey, bad idea, these TIFs.
Absolutely.
I don't like them. You're saying it's a bad actor. It's not a bad idea.
That's right. So what has been done, some teeth have been now put into the TIF program that make the TIF specific to a project, and it has a sunset on it. So that it will expire. Here's why I think the TIFs and pilots are extremely important for our communities, so that you can take blighted areas and convert them in a systematic way where multiple developers will come into an area that's blighted, can be given TIFs to pay for things like new infrastructure, parking structures, asbestos removal, demolition, even sometimes you can quantify land write down as part of a TIF project.
Is that corporate welfare? Is that just handing a developer money?
Well, let me finish, and I think you'll answer your own question. So you take a piece of blighted property that's making, and this is a real life example that was generating $30,000 of tax revenue, which was going to the county, the city, the school districts, and park districts. That's where that money was going. Seven blighted properties generating $30,000. I was granted a $1.4 million TIF to do new sewer lift station, demolition, asbestos removal, you name all of the above. I was given to pay for those accelerated costs. Now the tax value of that thing went up to a point where it's generating $300,000 of taxes. that money above the 30. The 30 stays constant. They never lose a dime. But in 9 years, the money that's generated over the top of that is given back to repay the $1.4 million TIF. At the end of 9 years, guess what? The city, the county, the state, the school district, the park district now are given $300,000 to do business with. Don't you think that sounds like an incentive that makes sense for a community to do? I just can't see the failure of that, okay? Let me go back to some of the other abuses. Another one that was under attack was the angel funds. Angel funds are state tax dollars now. So there should be a different accountability there. The state should have input on that because it's state taxes that are being used to create these angel funds. One of the things, the angel funds were designed to create new business opportunities. And real estate was specifically excluded from that opportunity. Bad actor, again, took that thing, repackaged it, and bought real estate with angel fund dollars. Disallowed. But what happened is he did it like three times before he got caught. And in this legislative session, they stripped his tax credits. So another one, the angel funds are good, but because of some misuses, they got the impression that they were bad for North Dakota.
So the accountability needed to be tightened up.
That's correct.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Carl in Ellendale next, then Ben in Fargo. Go ahead, Carl. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, this is Carl Edmund from Ellendale, and I am absolutely livid. And I called Commerce from Kramer, and I've called Senator Holman's office. And they told us a bald-faced lie. They told us that they was going to defund Planned Parenthood, and now they're saying they're going to be butchering babies from now until September. And I just don't know if there is a politician.
Carl, I'm going to ask you to indulge us here. We're trying to get some questions in related to the legislative issues in the North Dakota legislature with Senator Roars, which this is obviously a federal funding issue. Congressman Kramer is on the air with us Friday. Senator Hovind is on the air with us, tomorrow. And we'll raise this question with both. I've not dug into it myself just to know if, they still plan to do it. They just aren't doing it until the big budget, not until September. I don't know. I need to dig into it. Do you have just a time to hang around for a few more minutes after the break here?
I certainly do.
Okay, good. Thank you. Sorry to keep you over. Ben and Fargo, I want to get your question in next for Senator Jim Roars. We're live at the Marriott Courtyard in Moorhead today. Wrapping up the North Dakota legislative session with a discussion with our guests. Don't go away. More after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
How is the route chosen for the Dakota Access Pipeline? This week's guest on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline is Kelsey Warren, Chairman and CEO of Energy Transfer Partners. Here's his comments on the protests of the route.
There's so many lies around this project. It's just ridiculous. When you're a pipeliner, what you'd love to do is the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's what you would like to do. Problem is, that doesn't work. You're going to go through somebody's house. You're going to cross environmentally sensitive areas. So you begin with the route that is most appealing to you, and then you begin to vary it. And that's what happened to us. And so I don't doubt that there was many, many thousands of comments about that this route would be better than this one. And those comments came from all sorts of people, governments, individuals, landowners, Army Corps of Engineers. Energy Transfer was doing what we were told to do.
That's Kelsey Warren of Energy Transfer Partners on the Dakota Access Pipeline in the process of working with the Public Service Commission and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers on the route. Keep listening for more radio histories of the Dakota Access Pipeline.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231. And the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
On What's on Your Mind, doing a little legislative recap. Senator Jim Rohr is with us, gracious enough to stick around for a few more minutes here. Thank you very much. Todd, let me ask you a question. Do we have okay. do we have the call of the day from yesterday ready to roll? Do you have the
Carlson? We're tired of your lies.
No, that was the call today.
Oh.
This is the call of the day from yesterday.
From yesterday.
Yeah. If you're not seeing it, you probably don't. Maybe we can find that. Ask Reb where that's at so we can play. I was going to play it now because we have a new feature called the call of the day. And yesterday I was going to play you the call of the day, and we'll save that for a little later on here and give you a little run through on that. But in the meantime, we love more callers and your calls, including this fellow here, Ben in Fargo, who's waited to chat with Senator Wars next on What's on Your Mind. Ben, if I can push this up. Yeah, there we go. Ben, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Senator. Thanks for coming on. I really appreciate our willingness of our public servants to expose themselves to the heat of this. That's a really nice and upstanding thing to see. But I wanted to ask a question related to incentives. Broken clocks are right twice a day, and you basically offered an example of a particular incentive program that worked, which sounds like an ends justify the means kind of an argument. And no one ever questions that a government program can't do good. But Jefferson said, let's not put faith in men, but instead bind and balance the chains of a constitution, because we know that just because it can do good, the danger is by empowering a government to do something, you enable a way for bad actors to come in and abuse that system because the power exists. So I think, you know, the same problem with this mineral rights thing, I think the issue you're having with Carlson is we have different operative definitions of what conservatism is. And I would like to hear what your definition of conservatism is, which includes picking winners and losers in the private sector using public funds.
Well, Ben, that's a tough one. How do I define conservatism, which does or does not pick winners or losers? Is that the question?
Pretty much. I mean, that's what incentives do, is they're picking a winner at the expense of all the other businesses that have to pay their share of the taxes for the intervening period. How does conservatism, which is the idea that government governs best, which governs least, include the idea of spending public funds to benefit private individuals?
Well, okay, so you said something there that's not necessarily the case here. Spending public funds for private use. What the incentive that I described, and I think it's very conservative, is it allows industry to use monies that otherwise wouldn't be recognized to create an opportunity to pay for costs that could not be borne by the project. So in other words, when we do these projects and when we get these incentives given granted to us, it's our money, but we must go through a test. It's called the but-for test. A third-party group must come in and evaluate the merits of the project and determine the financial feasibility and come up with a conclusion that would say something like this. But for this economic incentives, this project would not be financially feasible nor doable. So, again, I think, you know, where these things work is where you need to do a turnaround or conversion, such as in blighted areas or downtown areas. And another thing that, you know, you could take the position that if you did nothing, eventually a conversion would take place. And here's the fallacy in that concept. If you wait, if you do nothing, and you know, let's say it takes 10, 20 years for the real bottom to hit, which developer is going to come in and invest millions of dollars into a project when everything has collapsed to the point where you could economically rebuild this district? You could economically do it, but you wouldn't do it because everything around you is in a dilapidated condition and no one else is willing to go into that geographical area except for you. You would be much better to go out on the peripheral edges of the town and develop there than you would in a concentrated area like a downtown. So there's some dynamics that go on that you got to keep in mind when you take a look at doing conversions or upgrades, whatever you want to call them, and the economic incentives that are needed to make those happen. And it's not at the expense of someone else. It's at an enticement to do it. You know, the project, in my estimation, would more than likely never happen if you didn't create some type of an incentive to shed some of the burden of that project. Did I answer your question?
You did, and I guess I must have just I must respectfully disagree, purely because while there might be occasions where this works, you're still creating a moral hazard where it can, as a system, it can be abused because you've now taken upon the government the power to decide where and when this money gets to be spent when it's a private sector kind of a thing.
But wait a minute, though. I have to inject there, Ben, because if there is a city council in the case of or city commission in the case of Fargo that says we're going to have a TIF zone, we're going to have a Renaissance zone. The areas are defined. It's available to everybody. You know, anybody can go in there and do that. So it isn't like we're picking winners and losers. You get to decide, okay, that's an incentive. Do I want to do it or not? I look at a corner up by across from the Fargo Dome, and it's a dump. And it's generating $30,000 a year, next to a shining star of Fargo's infrastructure in the Fargo Dome. And this dump is generating 30 grand, and it's a mess, and there's asbestos and everything else. And it's, you know, somebody comes in and says, look, it doesn't pencil out because of what a big mess it is. So tell you what, I'm going to use this program, and then I'll generate $300,000 a year. And you know, the $300,000 a year needs the difference between the 30 and the 300 payoff. That note, and then you've got it. It's yours, Fargo. How is that a bad deal?
I'm saying things can work, that like on occasion you're using an ends justify the means argument. You're saying because it worked in this instance, it must be a great thing.
No, I'm saying
a moral hazard.
I don't get why that's a moral hazard. To me, it's available to everybody. It's not picking winners and losers, so that argument is wrong. Anybody can do this.
I guess the question is, how does a bad actor get the ability to abuse a program if it wasn't abusable in the first place?
Well, that happens
okay.
to a lot of
yeah.
things, right? I mean, you got to
yeah.
tighten up things.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. This bad actor, this position with this bad actor from the West started 25 years ago when the program was relatively new and not well defined. And as I described with you in the Angel Fund, the same loophole existed there. And by golly, after 5, 6, 7 years, someone figured out how to do it. And we tighten that up, and that's why we, you know, that's why you have the legislature. They find these weaknesses, and we tighten it up.
Appreciate the call, Ben. I mean, it's a good philosophical discussion, but I don't think there's a white hat and a black hat. I really don't. I think there's just a, you know, a difference of a way to get to the same place. But got to move on here. A texter has asked about the land swap. Do you support that? What is the land swap? Explain that.
Well, a amendment was coming to the education, higher education committee, and the bill was 2003. An amendment was brought for consideration. It never was formally made a motion. However, it was brought for consideration to swap the land on the intersection of 19th Avenue and I-29 that's owned by the university system or North Dakota State University or the university system. Swap that land for, a quarter section of land for a quarter section that was just north and due west of this piece of property. And the swap included, you know, square footage of land for square footage of land and approximately $3.5 million. And I looked at it and I said, whoa, you know, I just bought 25 acres a mile to a mile and a half east of this. It's the old Ponyland building, Ponyland farm. Many of you Fargonians will know where that's at. And I looked at what I paid for that land, which is less desirable than this on the interstate, and I said, this is not a good deal. And I suspect some of the people that got the proposal thought, well, $3.5 million in equal amount of land, that sounds like a good deal. But as a developer, knowing the value of the land in the proximity to the city, I said, guys, this is really not a good deal. So I did resist that amendment. And as it turned out, the amendment did not even get baked into a motion. It died before it got to be in a motion. But, you know, the state of North Dakota, the state of North Dakota, about 4 or 5 years ago in Dickinson, had a desire, because of the way Dickinson was exploding and the land was worth probably, you know, 20 times what it was during non-boom times, decided to sell some parcels of land and convert it into cash and do other things with it. I think that's a prudent move on the part of the state. They did a great job of advertising it. They broke it down into parcels where you could buy one parcel or 10 parcels, depending on your appetite and your financial whereabouts. The only problem is they hit the market about a year and a half after the boom, and consequently, they didn't get what they thought they should have gotten for that land to make this whole proposition work. I think that if North Dakota, you know, truly believes that that land should be converted, they could do so, and the state would be the huge benefactor for it by taking the assets that we have and redeploying them in areas that are more needed. But that's not what the conversation was. It was totally, a misguided proposition.
All right, only less than a minute left. So real quick question, real quick answer here. Peter in Bismarck, go ahead. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, just wanted to kind of piggyback on the previous caller real quick. And I would agree with you that the but-for test is a good test, but I would say that, you know, it should really be the opposite. If something can't make it without public funds, whether you want to say they're tax dollars, taxpayer dollars or not, you know, that's splitting hairs. But I would say if it can't make it on its own, then really should that be something that, you know, whether it's a restaurant or whatever, it kind of shows that there's not really the desire or the demand for that.
All right, quick, literally 10-second answer.
My answer would see, take a look at what happened in the downtown Fargo and the conversions that have taken place over the last 10 years. And without those kind of incentives, you would never have mustered the kind of energy that we have in Fargo right now.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, Scott.
Talking Ag with Troy from CNC Farms coming up and more on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
It's a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Coming May 12th and 13th to Mesa's Pepsi Arena. Music stars and classic cars at the Hop. Rock and Roll Festival is happening with Friday night performances by Chubby Checker. Johnny Tillotson.
Angel.
earth angel.
Freddie Boom Boom Cannon.
She comes from Tallahassee. Woo! She got a high five.
And Saturday performances by Brian Hyland.
That itsy bitsy teeny weeny yellow polka dot bikini that she wore for the first time.
Joey D and the Starlighters. And Herman's Hermit starring Peter Noon. For ticket information, visit Minot.org, MinotaurosHockey.com, online, or any marketplace location. For all other information, check out Music Stars and Classic Cars on Facebook. Every little
boy and girl. Hey, welders, nobody pays you more, nobody treats you better than the good folks at Polar Service Center. Polar Service Center has locations in Kildeer and Williston, Billings, Montana, too. They're the largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America, and they have service centers all across North America as well. And you know what? They want you. Welders, they want you. If you want to be appreciated, you want to be with an organization that enjoys your talents, compensates you well, and have some stability, this is the job for you. In addition to great pay, there's superior benefits, medical, dental, prescription insurance, disability and life insurance, a paid time off program, 401k with employer match, flexible spending account, and so much more. Gary Meyer is waiting for your call at 701-495-3592. That's Polar Service Center. Call Gary, 701-495-3592. 701-495-3592. Gary at Polar Service Center. And tell him Scott sent you.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Does it all. That's what we do here on What's on Your Mind. One call does it all. Could get anything you want done, right? And Delta Constructors, the folks who also are the one call does it all kind of folks, are sponsoring a new call of the day. And so what we'll do generally is we'll pull up a caller from the previous day's show, play it for you, highlight it, and then maybe incentivize you to put us in your speed dial and join the discussion. All of that brought to you by our friends at Delta Constructors. You know what they do? Turnkey well sites, low lines, set your pump jacks, fabricate conditioning models. They do it all, basically, on the well site. So if you're a foreman working for one of the oil companies, and maybe you're dealing with this company for that and this company for that, you need to give Eric a call. And they'll go to work. Electrical and mechanical design, survey work, field engineering on the electrical and mechanical side, pipe insulation, they have a portable flare trailer. If you're changing out your flare, you need to continue to work.
set it up for you, switch it out, minimize the impact of your production. I mean, they think about this stuff. They came up with that with a client who called. So it's as simple as that. So one of you foremen, they're out there on drill sites to know there is somebody hungry for your business. These guys come out of Alaska. They're doing a lot of work for a lot of companies and doing it well. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. So give Eric a call today. Here's his cell, 406-250-8151, or online at dakotaconstructors.net. dakotaconstructors.net. Eric's number again, 406-250-8151. Here's yesterday's winner is the call of the day. This was a beauty. Remember this?
I got an idea percolating around in my head. I think it's about time to get it out when you, with this week coming. We're going to have legislators and some other people on. And it's related to the state of North Dakota's commitment to support the right of the people to keep and bear arms recently. The fact is now in the state, anyone over 21 can be carrying a weapon at any time. And so I think if we have to suffer the existence of public schools anyway, we might as well have them do something useful and provide firearms safety handling training in the public school to high schoolers, since every one of them can carry it within a couple of years of graduating anyway. And I'm not talking about teaching people how to shoot, just how to render a weapon clear and safe so that it doesn't accidentally get discharged. You know, if you're a person who's trying to help out an accident that someone got ejected from their vehicle and they were wearing something and it comes out, you know, rather than leave something laying around potentially unsafe, everyone should know how to unload it. So I'm not sure that's a good idea or if I'm just insane. You'll have to judge that yourself, but maybe poke it at those guys.
I love it. I love it because it's innovative. You know, it's something different, and I hope it inspires you to think a little big and realize, hey, I have no limits. What can I do? Where can I go? And make a call like that, and you never know. Maybe it happens. Maybe it happens. That one might be a tall order in schools, but I like where he's going, what he's thinking about. Troy's on the phone from CNC Farms, Donnybrook, North Dakota. We're going to talk a little ag today on the program. Troy, how are you?
Good, and you, sir?
Wonderful. Good to hear your voice. You're a registered, certified seed dealer at CNC Farms, providing top quality, a wide variety of seed, forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mixes, malt, barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. They got it all. What's on your mind today? What are you thinking?
Well, it was an interesting day yesterday in our neighborhood. We had about an inch of rain at the farm, and on the other side of the farm, we had some soft hail that piled up and, you know, cooled off quite a bit here, so it doesn't feel quite so spring-like right now.
Isn't that something? We shouldn't be talking about hail in May, should we?
No, that's it, yeah. I guess what I was going to visit about today, and we've talked forage crops a little bit in the past, but seems to be on a lot of people's minds lately. The phone's been real busy. So I wanted to talk, you know, there's a lot of options out there for the cattle guys, you know, to put up some good quality feed, fast, and a good volume of it. You know, we do mixes of oats and the forage barley, the forage peas, the millet. You can put some grasses in there, sorghums, the sedan grass. So a guy can kind of come up with a combination of those, that every day we've got guys that'll blend oats and a pea or a oats, a pea and a barley and a sorghum, to fit whatever ration needs they're looking at and dry down needs, protein levels, that type of thing, and deal with whatever kind of environment they're in. If they're in a drier arid area or if they're getting more moisture, certain ones work better. So we're seeing a lot of that and then helping them determine, do they use inoculants with their, forages that are pulse type? And how much nitrogen do they need to put down for their grass types, or are they just putting it out there without that? Do they need to spray, those type of things? So a lot of those calls here in the last week, a lot of the ranchers are looking at that.
All right, good blend for ranchers. Those forage crops, they can help at CNC Farms. Would you say, you know, despite hail and you know, some interesting weather, that you know, overall things are looking pretty optimistic going into the season?
Well, you know, in our region, we're pretty wet. There are some guys that are still dry. The calls we're getting is, I guess you'd almost call it from one end of the spectrum to the other, different issues people have to deal with out there. You know, like us, we're probably pushed back about another week till I'd see anybody in this region going. But other areas, you know, they're going full steam. So a little bit of everything, but, you know, to be a farmer, you're always optimistic. got to keep your head up and keep a smile on and then keep moving.
Love chatting with our friend Troy from CMC Farms at Donnybrook and online at ccseedfarm.com. ccseedfarm.com, your registered certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Give Troy a call, 701-482-7865. 482-7865. Thanks, Troy.
Thank you, Scott, and good luck to everybody out there with their planting.
Yeah, go to it, folks. Be safe. Keep listening. That's the important stuff. God bless you, one and all. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind. Bye-bye.
Oil Company Foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at DeltaConstructors.net. DeltaConstructors.net. One call does it all to Delta.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.